Boston Massacre by Nathan,
Cassia, Gabby,
Aiden,
Hannah,
and Sam.
October 17th, 1770. Murmurs of anger filled the air in the Queen Street courtroom. 7 months have passed since the bloody day took place. The people have stood strong.
All rise for the Honorable Judge Benjamin Lind. You may be seated.
Today we'll determine if Captain Preston is guilty of the murder of 5 on March 5th, 1770.
Preston shifts his feet nervously.
Will our first witness, Newton Prince, please come forward?
Yes, thank you, sir.
Where were you when the mob started to attack?
It was 9 o'clock, and I was in the chapel.
Well, what did you see when you exited the chapel?
I saw a mob of people with buckets and bags, and some had clubs.
Where did you first see Preston and his men?
I ran to the west end of the townhouse. Some soldiers had come out of the guardhouse with their guns.
Did you see Preston shoot the mob?
I heard gunfire and saw the dead being carried off. However, I heard no orders given to fire.
Have you spoken only the truth?
Yes, I swear upon it.
Newton thanks the judge and strides back to his seat, a grim look upon his face after retelling the blood that had spilled on the horrific day.
Captain Preston, your defendant?
Yes, my name is John Adams, and I'm here to restore the justice of Captain Preston.
Do you promise to speak the truth?
Yes, Your Honor. It was early morning and Preston was taking his rounds when he was attacked by a mob of colonists. They were crying, kill them, knock them over. They were heaving snowballs, oyster shells, clubs, and white birch sticks at the soldiers. Consider yourself in this situation. Then judge whether a reasonable man would not have concluded they were going to kill. Had he no reason to think his life was in danger?
Did the attack give him the right to act?
If an assault was made to endanger his life, the law is clear. He had the right to kill in self-defense. Are a man's rights not important to you, Your Honor?
Why, Mr. Adams, that is why I do my job. May the case continue?
The minutes stretched to hours as witnesses recounted the bloodshed. But when the final decision was made, no one could change it.
The jury has decided. Captain Preston and his men will not be charged with murder for defending themselves on March 5th, 1770.
Captain Preston thanks John Adams for his help in defending him. Adams' only response was,
"The greatest service I have ever rendered my country. Why? In a town where British soldiers were hated, there had been a fair trial by the jury. In a time where mobs could sway events, the world saw that justice and liberty were valued as the legal rights of all."